Boy, this is silent. Hey, everybody!
Hey!
Surprise!
We're solemn.
We're all. I'm like. I'm in my technology world.
Me too.
I'm in the human world.
Yeah, I am also in the human world.
I am humaning.
I don't know if I'm human.
I too am humaning.
Good.
Wait,
humaning.
What?
Not the Cylon comes out finally.
Welcome, humans, to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode number 51.
Oh, shit.
What? The number of Dick Butkus, famed Bears linebacker.
True.
No Chicago Bear can ever wear the number 51.
Does that mean, then, if my weeks in a year math is right, that next week would be our year podcast anniversary?
What?
Yeah, I believe next year is 1 year anniversary.
How crazy.
How about next
that?
Week? Next week is our 1 year anniversary.
You know that in hindsight, that actually seems almost as big as our 50th podcast,
which was
well, we didn't really
ago.
Think
a year of podcast.
That's just more to celebrate.
It just means we're gonna get drunk again. You know, because
wait, well, you guys all got drunk for number 50 without
me. We were
me?
All
without
drunk
me?
During the 50th, except for you.
I was not. I had eight.
We
beer.
Played Twister.
I was sick
during the podcast.
We definitely played a good game of Twister.
I didn't wear pants the whole time.
It was awkward during Twister.
You didn't see all the girls?
No,
all
that
the girls
sucked.
That
where was I?
I heard there were leprechauns and crazy shit.
Oh, you must have been distracted by the strobe light.
Yeah, dude, they all wanted to party with you, too, and I didn't know why you wouldn't.
I don't know. Well, I guess let's just...
I guess let's just talk about football.
What?
Wait, how did you...
Wait, what Chris, what are you talking about?
Huh?
How did you...
I'm looking online right now, and I'm reading things.
Okay. But I guess...
Future.
First of all,
good job, Chris.
First of all, welcome to
thanks, dude.
Welcome to our to the Blog TV listeners right now on blogtv.com/people/Octavarius. Again, don't know why I'm making the announcement, because if you know about this and you're listening to this right now live, you're already at the website.
You could also be listening live on Facebook. You can now embed the player, supposedly.
Yeah.
So if anybody, so if you link to that page that Tins just said the URL of, blog.tv/people/Octavarius, and share that link to Facebook, you can listen right there.
Thanks for some of the people who came out to the Crocodile Show Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. For the people that are listening to this not live.
Oh,
if you're listening
right.
to this live, come check us out at Crocodile.
We've been doing a whole lot of lying already.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to play out once we have more real announcements to make. Let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's me, Castelvi.
Hey, it's me, Makula.
It's me, Chris.
It's Lauren.
Mark.
Tunes.
Cloud. Brian.
And I guess looks like we're all ready to start.
Except...
Except, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh,
wait.
Shit.
Oh, I got it.
You got what?
Shit. The mailbag.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the mailbag.
It's open already, and it looks like Chris's fingerprints are on it.
Chris, you wanted the mailbag?
He's really excited about the podcast. I don't blame him.
Dude.
Listen, I'm super smart. I don't know what you're talking about. I just impression.
You are a sneak.
Okay, let me just open this up. Here?
That's how you open a letter.
And, okay. This letter comes to us from a Nike Titka from Chicago, Illinois.
Jesus Christ.
Did you say his first name was Nike?
Are you sure it's not Nike?
Oh, you know what? Chris is right. You did read this, didn't you?
Thief.
From Nike Titka.
It's his name, don't
laugh
at
it. And Nike writes in, hey guys, there's a lot of hubbub going around these football playoffs, and I'm not sure what it is. First my office said there was a pool, and then someone else said there were brackets, and none of these things make sense to me in the context of football.
Mm.
What is football all about? What is up with that?
You know, we actually got a lot of messages about football throughout this past year.
Most of them were from Katie L.
Yes,
yeah.
Most of them were from Katie, but there are a couple of folks that were
They were very into the football.
We're a big football town.
Chicago, we are from Chicago, and so Chicago's a big football town because we have the Chicago Bears.
The great Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Now, do you guys all watch football?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I'm over here.
Why didn't you watch football before that, Lisa?
It was never really a thing in my house, and I'm a girl. No, it was never really a thing growing up. I mean, like, on the holidays, there would be football on TV, but, like, I guess my parents never really got me into it at a young age. I've never been to a Bears game or anything.
Now, you know that football is big here, so what made you not want to figure, or, like, what made you not try to get into it more?
I started understanding it and getting into it in college when, you know, the Super Bowl and all that, but I don't know, I don't know.
Does it seem confusing?
I get the general idea of football, it's really cool, it's just not something that I would spend time, like, watching old videos and really researching, I guess. It's cool, though. I'm all about it.
So you like football, but you wouldn't want to be a football archivist?
Yes.
Chris, you're into football, right?
Yeah.
What got you into it?
I'm pretty, like, it's just kind of, it was just, I wasn't into it when I was younger, and it's just, I almost feel like it's become more of the American pastime than baseball.
It is.
You know, I feel like, As we've gone on, our attention spans just aren't what they used to be.
That is true.
And it's so hard to just sit down and just have people, like, just get a room of people just sitting around watching baseball.
A football game's the same length as a baseball game. They're all about 3 hours.
But it's so epic.
But
it is a battle. It is an epic battle.
It is.
And, like,
they have a dancing robot.
Literally, though, like, I totally agree with Chris, like, I can't watch, like, I can watch baseball on TV, but it's just not nearly as interesting as watching football on TV, because football is people literally beating the crap out of each other. They're just, it's like gladiators.
So you guys like the hitting.
I love watching people get hit.
Plus, every game really counts. Baseball, there's like 100 or whatnot games.
162.
Yeah, and I mean, like, at that point, then what does it really, each game really matter? Like, football, there's
pressure.
How many?
Every game matters in football.
Yeah.
So much pressure, you see, and you can just...
The stakes are that high because you could get paralyzed.
Now, how many people here, excluding the girls, played football?
I did.
At one time or another.
I played football with my friends.
You played high school football? You were on a high school football team?
No. I was not a high school football player.
I was a high school
football
player.
Yeah,
here we go.
I as well. And Brian, no?
I did not. I was given a choice by my parents. I could play football, but... They would have to take some of my Christmas money and put that towards my pads and gear and whatnot, or I could just take that and get a Nintendo 64.
Yeah,
and I chose Nintendo 64.
You made the right choice.
And I played Madden football, which is what really got me into football.
Nice.
And I love playing Madden. Madden's amazing. I think Madden football is like the coolest, most amazing video game ever, because I can customize anything. I can do whatever I want. And it has all those cool hits that Nick talks about, but I control it.
Yeah.
But you're
I
not
can
actually,
make monsters.
You're not actually making the hits.
I guess I'm not physically hitting people, but I was born with genes that make me a man that is 5'11 and 145 pounds. So I can't really lay the wood.
Yeah, Castelvi, I'm playing Uncharted 2 for like the fourth time. I'm not really shooting people, but I still feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like it's a video. I mean, it's a video game.
You
what?
Feel good about
I
it.
I enjoy
the way you would if you were shooting people.
No,
you know, Castelvi, I'm still a man. I still have the urges to fight, win, and feel physical contact. But you know, football is just not a place for someone my size.
Well, yeah, and it's definitely like a heroic thing. You know, even like I was the opposite of a football player in high school. I was a marching band kid. So you're out there, and you were
the like video. That's exact not opposite. Opposite. I feel it's complimentary.
It's in support.
No. It's yeah, the exact well, opposite.
In college, it's complimentary, but in high school, it's like, oh, I'm not a band kid, I'm not a football kid, I'm a band nerd. And, like, yeah, you go out there, and we were like, oh, we had, like, band uniforms from the 70s. So, like, I had one of those, like, it's called a plume. And it's like a big, straight, fuzzy rod that sticks out of your hat.
It's like a feather, yes?
Yeah, but kind of like a dick. And you walk around, and they're just these big dildo-looking things, and you feel so silly. And, like, you know, in high school, it's glorified, like, on game day, all the football team, they wear their jerseys to school, and it's even if your football team sucks, it's, like, cool wearing the jerseys.
So you walk around with your plume in class?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought that's where this was going.
No.
Boner 3000 says maybe Chris is just that he was nerdy.
Yeah, well, I was. There's no doubt about that, but there is something heroic about marching band, though.
Well, you know? Okay, hold on.
Heroic?
Hold on. Okay.
You mean
heroic?
Anyone can, because, I mean, there are even kids who suck at football who don't ever get to play football, but you put on a uniform... And your dad gets to talk about how you
whoa,
know,
Chris, I'm stuff. Right here.
Yeah. But for band, you know it's nerdy, and you know people are making fun of you in the stands, and you know that your uniforms look stupid, and it looks like you've got a dildo on your head. And you work so hard, you practice so hard on the show, and you go out there at every football game in your uniform, and you put it all out there.
But isn't there like 50 of you, though? Do you feel lonely and sad when you have 50 other, like, band kids with you? Aren't you, like, an army of nerds?
You're the king of... Yeah, well, you're all rejects. But you got to be tough, too. People don't realize how
tough
it is. Yeah.
How is it tough?
We had to, you have to do push-ups in practice. Yeah,
really?
If you break a tension, you don't... You have to drop and do push-ups. And, like, our school was hardcore about it. Attention is when you stand... You know, you stand perfectly still, feet together.
Kind of like military attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yes. Shoulders back, chin up. And our thing was...
Boner 3000 says, I wore a beret, not a dildo.
Yeah, you went to a cool school. So, but like, yeah, you know, if you break attention, like they were super strict about it at my high school. And they said, you don't break attention for anything. You don't, if a mosquito lands on you, you can't swat it off. You're in attention. You can't smile, you can't do any of these
things.
So it's
like army rules?
So, yeah, exactly. So I got hit, actually, my freshman year at homecoming. We were up against TF South, who's like our sworn enemies. And as
TF South.
I know.
What was their
the Iceland of marching
band. Yeah, what were they, like the Mustangs or the...
Probably.
Wait, I don't understand. You're saying you got...
They had a really good...
We were marching out, and I actually got hit in the face with a football.
Ow.
I got, like, they were just warming up. I was marching out. I got hit in the face with a football.
What a crappy...
And I did not break attention. I just kept still.
So you're not allowed to break attention if
Whoa.
A football
you're
is flying at you?
You're fucking hardcore, man.
Or so, were you just going all out?
Yeah. And the thing is, they teach you, like, if you go to a marching band competition, the judges just walk around talking into tape recorders, and they're just walking around on the field. And if you are marching from point A to point B, and there's a guy with a tape recorder in your way, if you march around him, you lose points because you break the form. So you're
supposed to wait. There's points?
Yeah.
What is that?
There's several judges. They judge you on, you know, how well you're playing the music. There's a guy up in the stands judging how precise your forms are. There's a percussion judge. There's a percussion...
So there's competitive
marching
band.
Oh, it's huge.
It's like drumline.
So there's
competitive... It's like drumline.
Yes!
Just like
so
that.
did you ever feel as big as, like, what you would imagine that the football players felt?
Well, no, because our marching band sucked, and we only had, like, 30 kids. So we go and get our asses
kicked. Okay, I'm getting a better picture.
Wait,
so Chris, how many times did you get tackled in marching band?
We didn't actually play football as the marching band. Like, we sucked at football, but we
No,
would
I
play.
Literally didn't think you played football as the marching band.
You're
but
like
you're comparing football to the marching band in the same...
In Chris's defense, you said, like, that ball actually hit you in the face?
Yeah, and I just... fucking stood there like a baller.
So you touched a football more times than I did on game day, and I played.
No. You never touched a football, Mark?
I was in once. I played in some like B team games. What position were you, Castelvi?
I played an offensive tackle, an offensive guard, and a defensive tackle. I played football for 2 years. I also was terrible. I was on the B team, Mark.
On the B team.
Oh yeah, I was a B team all star. But I couldn't play well because my shoulder, and I've talked about this with you guys, my shoulder dislocates very easily.
Oh man, I stopped playing football because of an injury.
Yeah, well I have a. It's just that's how my life is. My shoulders dislocate very easily.
So you're like Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Have you not seen me like put my arm behind my back?
No.
Like,
can you do it right now?
I
can.
Okay, your shoulder. Well, you can,
right now, I'm dislocating my shoulder.
Oh,
no,
I'm
so don't bad. Do it.
I'm doing it for the listeners. I'm moving my arm to the right.
Oh my god.
And
why did we not play with this more?
Because
we are doing a Lethal Weapon show.
When it's out of its socket, and then I have to carry the weight of my arm out of its socket, and so then I have to immediately put it back in.
Should you get that looked at?
Well, there's nothing.
It's okay.
It's like I'm double jointed. The thing is, I'm double jointed, so that's just a part of being double jointed.
So he's a freak.
I'm a freak. In the same way, my fingers are double jointed.
That's why you're always trying to pull my fingers out of the socket.
Sure, why not?
I just like because it's fun.
Right. But every time I would hit, and being an offensive tackle or a defensive tackle, my job is to hit people, like to throw my shoulder into people. And granted, I have pads, but it's just the sheer force would knock it out of its socket, and I can't stop playing. I have to keep, and so like the pain would be excruciating beyond.
Oh my God.
Beyond excruciating.
Did your brothers play football?
They did not.
So you were the only one.
I was the only. I'm built bigger than my brothers. I always was, and so football just seemed like to be the natural go to.
You are a stout fella. You got some nice broad shoulders. Lineman shoulders.
Mm-hmm, I know. But I was in a very large high school. I had 1,000 people in my graduating class.
Wow.
So there was always people that were just bigger than me. And that's why I was on the B team, because the people on the A team would just be huge monsters of people.
Yeah, same way for me. They were in a totally different league.
Yeah, and so I was like, there's nothing I could do. It's not like I could beat these giant guys.
What position were you, Tim?
Interestingly enough, I was a center and I was a defensive end. Defensive end, I kind of had the size for, because I was a good deal skinnier back, you know, when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So defensive end kind of fit my role. But the center, like, I was a pretty kick-ass center on the B team, but there's no way I was moving up to center on the A team, because I was just half the size of all of these other demons on the field.
Demons?
And I played my freshman year of high school, and then my sophomore year, I had to stop at about my third or fourth practice of the season. So, like, before the school year even started, we were doing, like, summer sessions. One of my feet started hurting. I thought it was because my cleat was, like, weirdly sized or something. So I had to go into the doctor to get it looked at, and it turns out I gave myself a stress fracture. So like a little hairline crack in a bone in my foot. Whoa. Because the only exercise I ever got throughout the entire year was football season. And the rest of the time I would go, you know, to the improv room to play silly games, or I would go home to play silly video games. So being back for the summer was just an instant shock for me and my body. And as a result, I was on crutches for the remainder of the football season, I still stuck it out, so I went to every practice and every game in my crutches.
Well, that would be the worst for me, because I was always always on the cusp of the B team, so I would still have to be, like, sometimes if an A person that got injured, I would go in on the A team, but that would happen very rarely. So that means I'd have to go to all the A-team games knowing full well that I would never play. And so I imagine you had to go to these games as well.
Unless you purposely injure
You guys are so fucking sad. Oh my god.
You know what, though?
Oh my god. I fucking love football. Dude. And you guys are making it seem so real and sad.
We played it, Ryan. We lived it real.
I like imagining the fake fantasy stuff. That's why I love fantasy.
Ryan, and people get hurt.
Yeah, we didn't get to the fake fantasy shit. We were years until we got to enjoy that
fun. I love all the fake shit. I love watching and just being amazed at that stuff. Like, I'm impressed when I meet athletes.
You know when I knew it like wasn't for me? You know how football players headbutt each other with a helmet on? That happened to me in high school, and it hurt. I'm like, this is not for me. And it's boom, and it's like you're in a helmet. It's just still shock. It's just like, ow, that hurt. Don't do that, please.
There were glory days of football for me though. It was fifth grade.
But you never played ever.
Yeah, I did.
You did when he was a young.
Well, no, he couldn't. No, this is real shit. So I was like winter, it's like January of fifth grade, you know? I was too lazy to like wear boots or anything, and I was like out on the playground, and all the friends that I normally hung out with were like indoors or sick or whatever. And so I was just like walking around the playground trying to figure out what to do. And some of the other kids that I was in class with, I just saw them like all gathered out in just like the deep snow out in one of the fields. It was probably like, you know, a foot and a half of snow. Which is a lot.
Wait,
if you don't
have
boots
on.
Fifth grade.
Okay.
And I walk out there, and they were just playing football, tackle football in the snow. And, my eyesight's not that great, but it was better then. It was before it had deteriorated, so I could actually, like, do some stuff. And I started playing, and I realized most people were just afraid to get tackled in the snow. And I just didn't care. And that difference made me, like, really awesome.
So you played with reckless abandon.
Yeah, dude.
Did they have a nickname for you?
No.
I would call you reckless abandon.
Reckless abandon. But I was, like, it ruled because I'd be, like, first or second pick for so long. I was, and it made me feel so awesome all the time. So they'd be like, oh, I want Mark. And then, like, this cool kid started playing, and he didn't like me, but he wasn't very good. So he would never pick me. He would, like, tell everyone not to pick me, which I hated at first. But then it turned out great, because I was still pretty good at playing. So I would just get picked last, but I was a way more valuable pick than I was picked. So the team I was on won a bunch.
You know what they should have called you? The Icebox, like from the Little Giants.
You'd be the girl.
Did you want to be the Icebox when you were a little girl, Lauren?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
that'd
be so good.
Yeah, you wanted to go hit guys?
But I just play football in the snow. It's really fun.
I've done that before.
I played soccer in the rain. It's so
that is the
good.
Best
that's
way,
cool too.
And the only way to play soccer.
Dangerous.
I know the rest of the world calls that football, and it makes
football.
Sense.
Football American.
Yeah, it really sucks because...
Team Estonia, World Cup.
Yeah.
Team Estonia, World
Bona
Cup.
3000 says your story was a half tale of sorrow.
I won a bunch. That's happy.
Yeah, but sometimes...
You got picked last. That's not happy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, until you win.
Lauren, damn.
Because no, it worked out great. Because the team the team that picked the cool kid, he would always pick his friends who weren't that good, so we would just beat them all the time.
The rest of the world knows football. They think soccer's football, and
so
I realize. That anywhere
wait,
you look
why
at
the
it,
fuck?
Why
is
Nick
doing push-ups?
He has left his podcast seat and just got up to do push-ups, seemingly to impress us.
What's going
Mark
on?
Has now doing
Joanne.
Push-ups. I assume against
and
Nick.
The heads are like banging
this,
together as
this
like,
shit
your forms are all off. They're not very good form.
What is going on? They're slowing down.
Nick is slowing down.
Nick can't
due
do
to laughter and weakness.
I bet he can't do five more. He can't even do one
and
more.
Mark has defeated.
So I love football so much, and you guys are ruining it for me.
Yeah, everything about this has been said. I thank God we don't have a video feed going that, man. All
right, here's the thing. I like football a lot. I just don't understand it. And I cheered and pomped for like 8 years in front of football, and I watched it every
eight
season.
Years?
Yeah, and I had it.
How long were you
I
in high school for?
Well,
you
no, should. It was junior high and high school.
How
six.
Long?
Or, well,
that's 6 years long.
No, 3 years in junior high, and then four. So 7 years.
Seven.
There we go. Whatever. And
that's a lot of poms, though.
Yeah, and like I watched it all the time. We had to know when they did a touchdown because we had our touchdown cheer. You know, we had to know when it was going to be the
First down?
Yeah, first down. you know, you had to know when, obviously when it was kickoff. Like that stuff I understood and knew, but like all the penalties and all the flags and all the,
you know,
I just don't get it sometimes.
I'm really good at explaining it and I'm incredibly patient. I would be happy to help you. I feel like one thing I love about football, I think it's, I know baseball is like super, super American. I feel like football is even more American.
Yeah.
Because
there's
a,
the most
because
American.
We Americans like having rules for everything. And in football, there's a freaking rule for everything.
There is.
Stats. You need stats.
There's so many rules and so many statistics, and it's so easy to keep track of and make sure everything's in order.
Because they have sweet graphics. And
we know
dancing robot.
We know exactly how much time there is at all times. It, you know, it always makes sense, and then it stops, and the referee always explains to you what the call is.
That's true.
That's crazy. Like, in baseball, they just, you know, say, that looked like a strike, so that's a strike. There's no hard and fast line on it in the strike zone in baseball. Football, there is a line every time. There's always a rule.
Did they touch the line? Did they cross it? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, which is so weird. And in that respect, football and baseball are like totally on the opposite spectrum.
Yeah.
In football, if there's a questionable call, they'll stop the game and they'll question it for, you know, upwards of 10, 15 minutes if it's necessary.
They'll question it in baseball,
but
nothing will happen except for the manager will be thrown out.
Yeah. There is no review at all. You must accept that one human's ruling.
They're starting to change that, but I kind of want it to always be that ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I like
weird.
That baseball is ridiculous that way.
It's nice, and
it's not fair.
And it's great that it is something, like, you know, I mean, like, football is such a huge deal, but baseball is such a great thing where it's like, you know what, you want to just go to a Cubs game tonight, and you just go, and they lose, and you drink, and it's just fun.
But if your team loses in football,
it's
horrible.
Are screaming,
it's the worst thing.
The TV.
You can go to a Cubs game, and they can lose, and you can have the best time of your life, but, like,
the thing that gets me about football is like you usually only play one game in a full week. So we have a full week of build-up to the next game.
Yeah.
So we can think about, you know, what just happened on Monday. You know, let's say it's, you know, NFL football. So Sunday, the game happens. Monday, we reflect upon Sunday, right? Tuesday, we start to move on and look at our opponent and see what they're like. Wednesday, we evaluate what we will do against our opponent. Thursday, we decide what we don't like about them. And then we talk to our friends. Or the actual team will tell the media who they don't like and why. And Friday, it's on. It's on. I'm already like starting to like put on my jersey. It's like, it's time.
What?
Saturday, take a meal, you take a break.
What do you mean you take a meal?
You just have a good meal.
What's that
meal
phrase mean?
I don't know.
Take a meal, take a break.
Do people say that?
It was a mistake.
I thought you played football.
I thought that was a classic BWO old timey phrase.
No, it was me misspeaking. It was me misspeaking. Saturday, you know, you take a break from all that tension, you know?
Dude, relax. Take a meal or something.
Take a meal.
I love that phrase.
I'm going to start using go take a meal.
I'm going to feel like an asshole.
You know
every
take
time
a meal is?
Take a meal.
To me,
take
a meal is when you're doing something, you're not going out to have dinner, but you just need to eat so you can get right back to whatever it is you're doing.
So, like, if you had an early breakfast and it's like, you know, maybe you had a snack instead of lunch, but it's like 4 o'clock or so. And, oh man, I gotta take a meal.
I'm just gonna take a meal, like getting a Snickers bar.
Yeah,
that'd be
except
taking a meal.
Well, sometimes you get cranky too. Like, so instead of being like, "Hey, you need to go take a break, take a meal," because
saying I'm gonna have
dinner,
that's not describing what you're doing accurately. You know,
right?
Like, dinner is.
Could
like
you take a meal while having a knee?
You mean taking a knee.
Take a knee.
No,
take a meal.
Take a meal.
Like, oh, take a meal. And a knee. You can do that totally because it's fast.
Well, having a knee.
Having a knee.
All right, team, take a meal.
Have a knee.
Have a knee.
Have a knee, everyone.
Do you guys ever think about coach speeches?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's like a big thing. There's always like the big psych up coach speech.
6 inches in front of your face.
Going back to the Little Giants.
Yeah, that's like a recipe for every football movie.
Little Giants is just the best football movie out there, unquestionably.
Well, Remember the Titans, though.
No, fuck that.
Any given Sunday.
I haven't seen Remember the Titans. Little Giants is the best one.
No, wait, they made
any given Sunday.
Remember the Titans like 8 times in junior high.
No, dude, I never watched Remember the Titans.
What?
You were missing out.
Never seen it.
Oh, but Rudy. Don't. Okay, Rudy.
Little Giants has Devon Sawa. Do I have to say anything more?
Your G-rated shit is exactly that shit.
Oh,
you
shit.
You guys are forgetting about any given Sunday.
Willie Beeman.
BlogDB user Boner3000 makes a good point. She says Forrest Gump has football. But I wouldn't consider it a football movie.
So does Starship Troopers. I don't consider that a football movie.
None of y'all said Lucas. Lucas was a good football movie.
What about Rudy? Rudy's a good football.
Rudy was great.
Would you count Jerry Maguire? Would you count Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
I don't think Jerry Maguire is a football movie, but The Waterboy is.
Oh, yes.
The Waterboy is The Waterboy.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you remember Angus?
I do
remember Angus. Oh, my God.
Angus. Chris Farley?
No. Angus was a kid. He was a kid. It was based on a short story, and he was like a fat kid. And the girl from Jurassic Park was in it.
Yes.
And she's Melissa LaFever. And a very young James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
And
he's the quarterback.
No idea.
He's dating the girl from Jurassic Park, and they play a prank on Angus where he's gonna have to dance with her at the school dance. And
that movie spoke to me.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Green Day was in the soundtrack, and so was Weezer.
Was Simon Birch a football movie?
Was what?
No. Simon Birch.
There's literally no football
first,
in Simon Birch.
No. Second, fuck Simon Birch. I've already said on a podcast how I hate him.
Wait, time out, though. The guy that plays Simon Birch, like, hangs out in Chicago...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've seen him like 3 times.
Oh, man, you should ask him to come have pizza sometime.
Yeah.
No, I saw him at like speech tournament.
Wait.
Lauren, you're not
getting off the hook that easy.
Yeah.
He's a real...
There's no football in Simon Birch.
Yeah, there is no football in Simon Birch.
There's baseball in Simon Birch.
What makes you a football?
I
kind
of realize it halfway through.
You were a cheerleader and a pom for 8 years, and you watched football games every week.
But how often did she watch Simon Birch?
I just thought I remembered. I'm combining it with some other movie in my head.
Is Jurassic Park a football movie?
Yes.
Was there a sport in Simon Birch at all? Like
baseball! Lauren!
Wait, you guys.
Try to keep up.
You guys, this is not a football movie.
What?
Wait, what?
I know, I was just kidding.
Oh my God.
All right, what's
I was just
anyone,
really
but what is the no, best fo- what would you say is the best football movie?
Space Jam.
Shut up, Mark.
Well, can I this isn't a movie to answer your question, Castelvi, what the best football movie is.
Great. So
it's
far,
a TV
so good.
Show that I have not seen much of, but I saw the first episode, Friday Night Lights.
Very good things.
I was hooked. I didn't think it'd be that good, but
Clear
LP,
eyes, full heart, can't lose.
The first
that
thing,
coach
like,
is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I was glued to the screen. It was just,
LP's
like,
gonna be pissed he's not here.
Yeah, he's
gonna
be really angry.
Oh, he loves Friday Night Lights.
He was like, you gotta see this. And finally, LP sat me down, and I watched it. I'm like, that is amazing. It's like the classic high school story of, like, mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a movie first, though?
Yeah, it was a movie, but the show is way better. The
show is really good.
So actually, the movie stars young James Vanderbeek.
Yes.
Hmm.
So what happens
in the soundtrack?
Are you thinking of Varsity Blues, though?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Friday Night Lights has somebody else.
Friday Night Lights came after Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues was the first one.
That was the good one.
Then there was Friday Night Lights,
which
that
I
was very
like,
good.
I already watched that fucking movie. I'm not watching
this
one.
You know what everybody
but
watched a
good.
Million times was Remember the Titans.
That's what I was saying. That was
just,
in my school, we watched it.
Keith and Tins just said Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Keith has joined us in the Blog TV chat, by the way.
I think Remember the Titans is a fine film.
I would say it's one of the best football films.
It's Turk from
High School.
Oh my God, I love
He's in Remember the Titans?
Yeah,
Turk
is
in that
young.
Movie.
He's really good.
Oh, is Zach Braff in it too?
No, he plays Petey.
With a beard or not with a beard?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Huh.
I watched that. That was one of those movies in high school where, like, do you remember those movies that just the teachers like, so you end up watching it four or five
That's
times?
That's what yeah. Cloud was saying. I've never seen it in school. Like
Dead Poets Society.
It's not the Dead Poets
Society. No, but that was the movie that in my high school that
there
like,
was that. There was Stand and Deliver, and then there was.
I've seen, yeah.
And it was like Osmosis Jones.
Armageddon. Yeah.
Nick, can you please make a case for Any Given Sunday?
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the minority.
Brian, I'm with you.
I know I like I'm
Any Given
Sunday
is a great sports movie in the fact that it just.
Football,
yeah. It's just great because it just gets you into the... It's got the best, in my opinion, coach speech ever delivered by one of the greatest people ever, Al Pacino.
Do you guys know this speech?
Might even be one of the best...
From Any Given Sunday?
One of the best epic speeches
I, don't have
I would say it's the best epic speech.
Can you give us a taste of that, Mikula?
I can give you a taste.
Would you say that it's more than Lord of the Rings?
Aragon, whatever his name is, has got jack shit on Pacino.
Quiet, everybody.
And now it's time for A Little Taste with Nick Mikula.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I pissed away all my money. I've chased away anyone that's ever loved me. Here we are. We're getting our shit handed to us. We're getting our asses kicked out there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. What matters here is a distance you make from here to now. The inches you crawl, 6 inches in front of your face. That's what matters. Yeah. You gotta understand. You gotta claw at it with your fingernails. The inches we make here are the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
Between living and dying.
Yeah.
Arrgh.
Yeah!
That's football, guys.
This has been Nick Mikula does an inspirational speech.
That was a lot closer than I expected you to be to that. Al Pacino does it way better than you.
He does.
we should put that out. Is there a YouTube video that's just that?
There is.
Oh,
no,
there is.
No, Mark, to answer your question, whenever I'm doing horrible in a video game, and I've done this for you back in college,
yeah.
Is I will go to... You can just YouTube Al Pacino or Any Given Sunday
Peace
speech.
With Inches speech.
Yeah. And I played that, and I'll be like, I'm losing in this video game, and I'll watch it,
but
and then I'll be awesome.
I can watch that speech any day, and I will just feel awesome.
Yeah.
Like video games. When I'm feeling stuck, put on
that speech.
Would you say it's more inspirational than Remember the Titans? Though that's very inspirational.
Oh, well,
that has to do with race.
Someone's eye pops out in Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, man.
You also see a lot of man dick.
It has James Woods.
Yeah. It does have James Woods.
It's got Aaron Eckhart.
I would say it's more epic, but would I say it's more inspirational?
T.O.
Might I make a confession to you right now?
Tins' confession to you?
Never seen Any Given Sunday.
Neither have I.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
Neither have I.
Don't worry, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Is it off our chest now?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Don't worry, guys. Mikula and I own it.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
A really long film.
Oliver Stone film is not
it's
long?
It's Oliver Stone.
How about instead of watching it, we just watch Nick Mikula try to do it.
Yes.
Dude, that's like a 3-hour movie. I will do it.
Just Mikula and a football.
On Facebook, I'm getting what's the best football movie? Robert J.L. says North Dallas 40.
Never heard of
that. And Katie F.L. says Rudy.
Rudy.
Lisa was saying Rudy a bunch, and so was Lauren.
Yeah.
So inspirational.
It is.
Rudy's pretty
Our blog TV guest Commodore is saying during all this, referring to Any Given Sunday, can you guys just pop it on right now and just let the audio be Any Given Sunday?
We're not cool enough.
Oh, Sam.
No, he just says, come on, I want to hear Any Given Sunday.
Well, let's just stop
Dude,
the podcast
Color,
and
I,
watch
I,
Any Given Sunday.
I just really like Any Given Sunday.
What?
I'll watch it.
We should do videos where we each give our favorite inspirational speech.
That would be great.
Would it be like a football inspirational speech?
If
you want to do like Henry V wearing a football jersey, you can.
A speech where you could all do a football speech. Or I just like in the movie where like the movie ends, or like you resolve the conflict because someone just gives a really great speech and just changes the outcome.
Like Rocky IV?
Yeah.
What, Rocky ends the Cold War when he gives a speech. He literally ends 40 years of tension between Russia and the United States when he beats Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Because of his speech.
I think the more people in the audience that are overwhelmed by the speech, the better in your scenario. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's some of them. Al Pacino's great at those. His
oh, yeah.
Send of a woman.
Yeah, he's like a guy who it's like, no, we need someone to go like fucking nuts.
Yeah, just go ape shit and deliver something angry and poignant.
Because at the end of it, everyone should be off their seats going, yeah, let's do this.
In the movie theater?
That's the best, but that's the best part about the Any Given Sunday one is like the premise of the speech is just like, in life, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. Don't let this really important day be one of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's when an actor that's that good, that like vulnerable too, it's like really fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
it's
and
so
like
epic.
And
Boner 3000 says in Muppets Take Manhattan, Fozzie gives a great speech.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Shame on you.
I'm sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, like the thing, Any Given Sunday is just so dirty. It's really dirty, and you see
it's
like,
rated R.
You see just really...
You see a lot of dick.
Well, you see... you do see some dick.
Yep. A lot of dick.
But the thing is like... you see these guys and being really vulnerable and just not good people. And you identify, you know, with them and you say like, oh, man, I don't know. Would I do that? No, I wouldn't be that crazy. But then they always have that... There's like, I love in football movies because there's 11 guys on each side of the ball.
Yeah.
There's probably somebody everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
Like, that's why everybody here likes Little Giants, because they all identify with that one kid that's like them. I'm sure there was one of you guys that liked the annexation of Puerto Rico guy, the coach kid. I'm sure
well, that's
you know,
from
the,
that's from Little Giants.
Little Giants, yeah, that's
yeah.
what I was talking
Little
about.
Little Giants had all the
archetypes
there was the
that
ice
kids
box.
Could love.
I
the girls like the ice box.
Oh boy, we got some on Facebook. We got the Gordons. They both say "Remember the Titans" as their favorite. But we got Kristen K says it's not Any Given Sunday. That movie blew.
Oh.
Man, it exposed what football is. Like it's like Brian said, it's dirty. It's like here's this great American sport you watch that you think is just a fun movie. Oh, let's actually delve into it and see what these people are actually
dude,
like.
I would say it's
me
more
and Nick are awesome fun. If you don't want to watch Any Given Sunday, tough titties
right
for you, man. McCool and I
tough
we are going to watch Any Given Sunday.
You guys have to understand football from like a girl's perspective, though. Like most of the girls I know are more into like the halftime things and like the cheerleaders. Oh. Like all the girls
well,
are
there
all
a selection of people who find football players attractive?
Oh, yeah,
no, I've never been attracted to a football player.
Oh, I was
going to
say there's some hottie football
okay, wait.
Players.
Take
some
that back.
Hotties.
You were attracted to Devin Sawa.
Yeah, I know. That's why I take it back. And I dated one once.
He's
but...
not a football player.
So you dated a football player, but you've never been attracted to one?
But I mean, like,
what's
looking on...
He was so fucking ugly.
Well, I mean, like, looking on, like, the TV, like, the professional football players, I've never been attracted to one of them.
What about Devin
dude,
Hester?
Devin Hester's a good-looking guy.
Show me a picture.
I think if girls actually were given the opportunity to understand football, they would really enjoy it, probably more than a lot of other.
My friend Amber is actually obsessed with like football and the Bears. She'll scream and yell at the TV, and like she gets way into it.
There are so
she's
many things
girls,
that
yeah.
that mm-hmm. that girls can like about football. It's hard because a lot of guys are very impatient and don't want to explain it.
Yeah.
And very few girls want to learn, because who wants to learn stuff?
I
want to
learn.
Free time?
Teach me.
Sorry.
I learn.
Okay.
Annie
Oz
really
says
like,
Jurassic Park, but go
what?
Ahead.
I really do like a good game.
Isn't that what Nick
said?
I said
that
earlier.
You
I said Jurassic
what's
Park
up?
As
I was
a joke.
Just,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, like, I really do enjoy a good game, and I'm sure everybody else can say the same thing. I mean, if there's
I
a really
them.
Good rival, or, you know, there's a lot at stake, like, especially, like, a Super Bowl game,
has anyone
you know, and your
football?
Team's in there, it's
I just started.
You just started gambling illegally?
Well, no, well, it's like, I guess, yeah, it's like a playoff pool at work.
Hey,
well, you mean, like, you're talking about, like, a pool. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I don't, like, go online and throw, like, $500 at you know, whoever I think is going to win. But
what a fun character turn that would be for Mark.
If he was just a compulsive gambler.
Compulsive high-stakes gambler.
He's like at the horseshoe.
It might also be a really terrible character change.
I used to pretend bet on sports as a kid. I would make picks. I would go look at the newspaper lines and see how good I could get.
I would bet chalk and pretend the chalk was cigarettes. Let me do in prison.
Like prison.
I would bet chalk my friends.
Prison,
no, I was I actually like fifth grade.
I really I like it because it makes you watch every game and actually care about them. Mm-hmm.
I think fantasy football is amazing for that.
Well, but have you ever has anyone played fantasy football? I know we always are
I never
talking
have.
About it. But doesn't that make you root against your own home team sometimes?
No, not necessarily.
No, explain.
Sometimes, though,
it depends
right?
on. It depends on. I mean, you can just never play the people that are playing against your team if you never want to have that conflict of interest.
Or just pick your normal team as your fantasy team.
Well,
you
yeah,
don't have
there,
the time
there are
to
people
do
that do that.
You know, how do people have the time to watch all that football?
You don't really even have to watch all that football because of the magic of the internet and smartphones.
God bless you, internet.
The stats just go right to your phone or your computer, and you don't even have to watch it. Sometimes you just watch though, because it's fun. You want to see your team actually performing.
But don't you ever get into a situation where like you end up for your fantasy team, you have to root against. Like
there
your
is
own team.
There is never
sometimes?
A time where I've actually rooted against my team. There have been times where I was like, "Well, maybe they'll let Larry Johnson get 100 yards today, but the Chiefs will lose and the Bears will win." Like I've had that thought.
I guess as
but
long
I
as
never was rooting against the Bears.
As long as there's a healthy enough balance, I guess between wanting a fantasy win and still wanting to support your own team.
Well, you don't bet tons of money on it like Mark does.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not that fucking crazy.
High stakes Musinski with his office pool.
I know you're all making fun of me, but I am I am certain this next weekend.
Oh,
so if
geez.
Anyone wants to go in with me.
How much? How much you want to do this?
3,000 down.
3,000?
Yeah, man.
For
but
what? What is this?
Triple or nothing.
Triple? Wait,
you're just
wait
saying,
a minute. What was that?
You could be
triple
none
or
of
nothing.
This makes any sense.
If I'm all right, you triple your investment. You could be a 9,000-aire.
So, if
Mark.
I win, I get 6,000? No, 9,000.
Well, you're
and
adding your
you
bet
win,
to mine.
You get 3,000.
Throw in your lot with me. I will
thing?
Lead you to the promised land.
Somehow,
what
I,
is this bet for?
I feel like there's
football.
Money. There's extra money appearing on the other side of the equation somehow.
Look, you give me $3,000. Football happens. We leave rich.
Look, what, you just don't
understand
professional gambling.
What man. Football? Against who?
Mark, who are you gambling with? Are you just throwing money like in like a sock drawer
you might
and just seeing if it comes?
$9,000.
I can't tell you guys his name because he's in a little bit of trouble
Mark
with
the
law.
Mark the Shark. Oh, man.
He's going to take your money.
God.
What's everybody's Mark, favorite Super Bowl or Super Bowl
what?
Time? Or
15 was good. 15 was a good Super Bowl.
15 was
I
a
mean,
good bowl.
Like, is there
well,
awesome
we
Super Bowl party?
Haven't really had. Well, do we have a Bears football Super Bowl in our lifetime?
Yeah,
we
85.
Know,
like,
I
know,
know,
was
in 06,
oh, yeah.
so we had the party at my place.
Oh, well, that's right.
Which
well, I forgot about.
Which
that.
Had
Travis
like it was like one of the greatest beginnings
yeah.
ever.
Oh yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Because we had such an awesome party. We were all hanging out
in
and.
A keg.
And we got a
so
keg for Super Bowl
I drank,
Sunday.
I drank it out of a coffee pot.
Yeah, we decided that we would just get as drunk as possible because win or lose, because we knew it would be tough with Peyton Manning and the Colts. But we thought win or lose, you know, we'd at least get just shitty.
That was, no, I'm thinking
06.
Of a, yeah, I'm thinking of a different night where too much amaretto was involved.
Too much amaretto?
With football? Yeah,
you're
no.
You're drinking amaretto watching football?
No, I'm thinking. I'm thinking of our buddy James, and how one time he was just drinking a bottle of amaretto, and that was his drink for
I
the night.
I think that wasn't that after he had pangalactic gargle blasters?
Could have been.
Are we really getting into this? Are you just toss out pan-galactic gargle blasters to the audience like that's a thing.
We briefly explained it in a previous
It's just horrifying drink that's very strong.
I forgot,
Goldschlager, if I recall.
How do you make it? What's in it?
Oh, he did it in the Booze podcast.
Goldschlager, Everclear, champagne, and Mike's Hard Lemonade.
And then a Swedish fish.
Two Swedish fish.
User, BlogTV user Moon Unit referred to it as the most horrible drink created. It is made of evil.
You only really need
I never had one. I remember you. I saw you guys.
Oh, they were fun while they lasted.
Yeah. We've got the ingredients.
You
the
don't
hardest.
Have Goldschlager. Do you have Goldschlager?
No, yeah, we don't have. No,
I
we
brought
don't
some
have
back when I made them last.
Can I have some of your Goldschlager?
Just like in a cup?
Guys, yes, we're in a podcasting. We are podcasting.
I want some more.
Okay. Just give me $3,000. It's yours.
$3,000?
Mark, I'll take your $3,000 and I'll raise it $20,000.
Oh my goodness.
That's really tempting.
And double or nothing on your horse.
You're going to take muffins?
This is ridiculous. Chaos.
My horse muffins,
Hey, here's
you know,
something.
You know, the NFL is actually against gambling.
Really?
I can imagine.
Who's gambling? Outwardly or for real?
Want to hear my football fantasy that will never happen?
What's that?
Is this sexual?
I thought that too, Lisa.
Why would it be sexual?
Blood takes the lead.
I had deep in the back of my mind when the Bears went to the Super Bowl. My sophomore year of college, I was like, if they win, SNL should bring back all the... You wouldn't be able to bring back Chris Farley, but bring back the super fans and do, like, bring in George Wendt and Mike Myers and Robert Smigel.
Oh, man.
And you could bring
I'm sure they would.
That would be awesome. Reunite the super fans and do... But you'd have to... The Bears would have to win the Super Bowl, you know? Mm-hmm. Or something big would have to happen.
They did have a super fans staged reading of the supposed super fans movie here in Chicago.
Really?
That's right, they did, didn't they?
During the, what was it, the Just for Laughs Festival, I believe?
I believe so.
And now, not everybody could make it, obviously. But instead of some of the guys, they had Mike Ditka playing himself.
That's awesome.
And so he was on reading as himself. Of course, they had George Wendt, Robert Smigel. They also had Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, he did that a lot on SNL.
Yeah, and, so he came on.
You know, the best part is, like, if you've grown up in Chicago, like,
just
being
audibly sighed.
being a Polish guy, I have a very Polish family on Chicago, and that's exactly how all my uncles talk. They would sit around and they would drink old style, and they would, you know, talk about the Bears, talk about, like, it was like, it's so much. Everyone we know, like everyone I grew up around, that was their uncles. We're the super fans. We love that sketch.
Guys, I have to come clean. I've been betting a lot on football recently.
Oh, wow. God damn it. Did you use your fucking credit card?
Yeah, I put down $10,000 or more.
Or more.
More. Well, I know if you have $10,000 or more of credit card debt.
And I do.
You should call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
What?
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more.
Or your money back.
Even if that money's with my bookie?
Even if that money is with your bookie.
Probably just
for
credit cards.
No, you should probably use legal
money. Unsecured debt. Probably.
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will also make sure that you at least get 3 touches a game. And no matter what football game you play in, Mark.
Yes. Not a guarantee.
3 touches. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Matt, mm-hmm. How can we reach Legal Helpers Debt Resolution?
I need to know.
Well, I can give you that information, Brian, but first I need a little heart and soul.
Oh. From that jingle, they're singing
Round the Globe.
The very same. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com.
I gambled away all my money! Damn you, Shock!
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
And, pop chips.
God damn it.
They're not something you usually eat during football, but I guess you could try it. Pop chips.
Oh, don't. Just don't do it.
But a real, like commercial. Tilted, the website hosting company located right here in Chicago, who will be providing the server for the new Octavarius website.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
When does that come out, do you think?
Soon.
Thank you.
But they're really cool, and you should go to them. That's a real commercial. Not like fucking pop chips.
Tilted. I like Tilted. I like Tilted. Tilted, 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 Tilted.
This podcast is also brought to you by Moon Unit. She needs to make money, and she's awesome. So people should pay to know about her. Moon Unit. Buy a Moon Unit.
There's only one, so you better hurry.
Is this like that Adopt-A-Star scam? Because I remember that.
Oh my goodness, this has been a crazy podcast, guys.
What a crazy podcast.
What a great podcast.
Good insight, Lauren. Hey, did I buy anything from Target in the past week?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you went to Best Buy.
I went to Best Buy. Oh, I got a sweet new sound system and a TV all for my room so I can watch Blu-rays in my room. It's awesome. I went to Best Buy, not Target.
Don't go to Target. Don't go to... Unless you have a gift card.
Or yeah, Venture. Yeah, then you, if you have a gift card, use it begrudgingly.
Don't go to Venture either.
We get Venture. We get some groceries from Target tins. They're in our house.
Can I pretend the groceries are from Best Buy?
Sure. See how everyone accepts you.
Great. Did you get the black tie warranty on all those groceries?
Black tie warranty.
Yeah, that's the warranty that you get at Best Buy.
Under food.
Yeah. Well, I was. Target.
So, you have to eat it with a towel. Just don't go to Target. Football movie.
Don't
ever.
Go to Target. Target.
All right.
And Devin Sawa is the best football player in the entire world.
Okay.
Is that Jim Thorpe?
looks like we are just about wrapping up our podcast. So before we say our final goodbyes, I just want to say thank you again to the Blog TV people for sticking around chatting with us. For those of you who are not yet checking us out in the Blog TV chat rooms, just go to octavarius.com. mine is just a bullet going in one direction when it should be going in the other. Okay. Just go to blogtv.com/people/octavarius to join the chat rooms, join in on the fun. It's a lot of fun. We're responding to a lot of people here.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Nice to have you guys in the chat room.
It's fun to do this with you with us.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I should mention really quick that Katie FL said some stuff about the Chicago Bears. Go Chicago Bears because they're 26 years overdue. And also, they're going to be a shining moment. Quite a few key players. Knox, Esther, Cutler, Peppers, Urlacher, Aramishadu, and possibly Olsen. And, of course, Briggs. So she was just listing people.
That's great. I like
Bears.
All those guys.
She had been, for weeks, asking us to talk about the Bears.
I'm glad we got to it. If anyone wants to talk about the Bears with me, I'll do it.
Hey, thanks for your suggestions for what to talk about.
Yeah,
keep
thanks.
Bringing them. Keep them coming.
And
we will use your suggestions.
If you are just listening to the podcast and you're not sure where to go to hit up those suggestions, we are at facebook.com/octavarius and also at twitter.com/octavarius. So make sure and follow us during the week as well as on podcast day.
And visit octavarius.com to see when our new shows are going to be up.
Hey, yeah.
And of course, for hilarious content.
That about does it for us, but before we go, it's time for Makula's 7 words of wisdom.
Wisdom.
The cough did not count? What? No.
Been Nick Makula's 7 words of wisdom.
God damn, why do we do this sketch?
I just can't believe how many times he fucks it up.
These are seconds that we could be doing other things.
I mean, I got
waste them on Nick Makula.
It's almost intense.
A second is never wasted on Makula. It is only given.
All right, everybody. Before Makula wastes any more of your time. That's the bell. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Nefarious.com.
That's a
Seven moon units in front of your face.